I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. O.J. Simpson is back in the spotlight, this time for armed robbery. The former football star was arrested yesterday on charges related to an alleged armed robbery of sports memorabilia. He was arrested in his Las Vegas hotel room and is now being held without bail. Simpson is accused of joining a group that broke into a hotel room last week to steal thousands of dollars worth of memorabilia. Joining me now from Las Vegas with the latest is NPR's Mandalit Del Barco. Hey, Mandalit.
Hey, Farai.
So what exactly is Simpson accused of?
Well, Farai, as you know, last Thursday, police received a call about a strong-arm robbery that reportedly happened at the Palace Station Casino Hotel. They questioned O.J. Simpson about it, and over the weekend, they arrested him and his supposed golfing buddy, Walter Alexander. They arrested Simpson on suspicion of 2 counts of assault with a deadly weapon, 2 counts of robbery with a deadly weapon, conspiracy to commit burglary, and burglary with a firearm. He's being held without bail, as you say, and he's due to be back in court on Thursday for an arraignment.
Now, we actually have some tape of Simpson's alleged robbery. It was recorded by Thomas Riccio. He co-owns the Universal Rarities Auction House, and he recorded as Simpson and a group of men entered the hotel room to confront 2 other dealers. Lots of bleepity bleep and lots of profanity. He's basically accusing them of taking what he himself should own. So what exactly was in that hotel room that Simpson might have been so upset about?
Yeah, that tape was pretty wild, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, according to the man who called the police, a man named Alfred Beardsley, who's another sports memorabilia collector, the items that were taken included a lot of autographed photos of O.J. Simpson, and that even includes personal photos, they say, some that were snapped by his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, who was killed, and one that was signed to J. Edgar Hoover, and also some football souvenirs that Simpson claims had been stolen by a former agent. Now, Alfred Beardsley says O.J. Simpson has been wanting to get back his original belongings for a long time, but he was never able to retrieve them legally. So now we have this incident at the hotel room here in Vegas, and you can hear from the tape how wild that might have been. We also have some tape from TMZ.com of Alfred Beardsley describing what went down.
Simpson, when he entered the room, he was pumped up, he was angry, he was ready for action.
So tell me more about Beardsley and his role.
Well, Beardsley was one of the men who was supposedly in the room at the time when this all went down, and he says that O.J. Simpson was there with a group of what he called thugs. Well, I should note, though, that the police say there were other items that were stolen that were not originally O.J. Simpson's, such as Joe Montana's cleats.
You mentioned these people who were described as thugs. So who else was allegedly involved, and what's O.J.'s reaction to these charges? He's being held without bail.
Right. Well, like I mentioned, one of his supposed golfing buddies, Walter Alexander, was there and has also been arrested on the case. And Las Vegas police named 3 other young men who they say had a social relationship with Simpson, and they say there was another unnamed man with them, too. Now, police say they also retrieved 2 guns during the search warrant, and they say that members of Simpson's entourage had pointed the weapons at the people in the room. But O.J., as you may know, claims that no one in his group was armed, and he says they simply went to the hotel room to get items he said were originally stolen from him. In fact, he says they were all part of what he calls a sting operation to get his belongings back. But the stories by O.J. Simpson and the alleged victims get so confusing, and police are still trying to sort everything out.
So, Mandalit, what is ahead? When is Simpson's day in court? What happens if he's going to get convicted?
Well, unless something changes in the next few days, O.J. Simpson is set to be arraigned on Thursday. And if he's convicted, the county DA says he could be facing decades of state prison time, which is good news to people like the father of Ronald Goldman, you know, Simpson's ex-wife's friend who was also killed with her. Simpson, of course, was acquitted of killing both of them, but then he was ordered to pay more than $33 million to the Goldman family in a wrongful death lawsuit. Now, ironically, the alleged armed robbery happened just as the Goldmans published the book O.J. Simpson wrote, titled If I Did It. Nino Farai. I'm staying here at the hotel where O.J. was arrested yesterday, the Palms Casino Resort. And today I might be asking if folks here in Vegas are placing odds on whether Simpson will land in jail.
Wow. Thanks, Mondaleet.
Thank you.
That was NPR's Mondaleet Del Barco in Las Vegas.